Please turn to Genesis 46. Freedom from fear, Jacob and Joseph. And we're going to look at how Jacob learns that his son Joseph is alive after being missing and prospering in Egypt. And Jacob is afraid to go. As you recall, Abraham went to Egypt during a famine and he wasn't supposed to go. And God had told Isaac, Abraham's son, during a famine, not to go to Egypt. And yet here, now it's right to go to Egypt. And God will go with Jacob. In Genesis chapter 46, it says in verse 1, and Israel, that's an other name for Jacob, took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, which means the well of the oath, and offered sacrifices unto Elohim, unto God, of his father Isaac. And God, Elohim, spake unto Israel in the vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. What's so interesting is that God's word says in verse 2, God spake unto who? Israel. He calls him Israel. Israel means God rules. Israel represents the spiritual lineage of this man. Jacob is his natural lineage, and God changes his name. God spake unto Israel, but he calls him Jacob, Jacob, because Jacob, Jacob, his natural lineage is where his head was at. He's going down to Egypt. He finds out that Joseph is alive, but he's really hesitant. Keep your finger here and look at Genesis 35. Genesis 35. God is working with Jacob in order to elevate Jacob's thinking about himself. So he gives him a new name. In Genesis 35, in verse 10, it says, and God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Jacob means contender. He's always contending for stuff, trying to do it on his own. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel, which means God rules, shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Back to Genesis 46. So Jacob, during the famine, has a little bit of a hesitation to go to Egypt. But Jacob took action. He's still going. And even though he's concerned about this journey, that's a great example of courage, because courage means you take the right or the best action you know in the situation, even when you are afraid, even when you are afraid, because that action will overcome that fear. And look what we see here. Look at verse 3. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Go all the way into Egypt. Don't just go on the fringes. Go all the way into Egypt. And in that situation, in that negative situation, I'm going to prosper you abundantly. That's pretty powerful. Verse 4, I will go down with thee into Egypt. God will go with him. And this word with means in companionship with. And that's how we have the proper mindset to get rid of fear, is we partner with God. We partner with God. I will go down with thee into Egypt. He's not going to send him by himself. I'll go with you. But God honors the action that he's taking. But he still needs to remind him not to be afraid. And I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph, that's his son, shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Put his hand upon thine eyes. What that's referring to is Joseph shall close Jacob's eyes in peace. What a comforting thought for this elderly man at the time. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba And the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. How interesting. The word calls them the sons of Israel. Not the sons of Jacob. The emphasis is on the God ruling. So there's some really positive things moving in this direction. And what happens is that they go down to Egypt. Look at Genesis 50. They go down to Egypt, and Jacob is in Egypt for 17 years. They pass through the famine, and his whole family and lineage is taken care of. And then in chapter 49, Jacob prophesies over his 12 sons right before he dies in chapter 49. And then we pick it up in Genesis 50, and Joseph is now about 56 years old, somewhere around there. And Joseph's brothers, who had mistreated terribly their younger brother, Joseph, sent him into slavery into Egypt. Watch how this develops. Joseph's brothers are concerned that Joseph will retaliate after their father, Jacob, is dead. But Joseph has the right heart after all the injustice done to him. He saw God's hand through it all. What a lesson. In Genesis 50, in verse 16, and they sent a messenger, the brothers of Joseph, sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, forgive. I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. Yeah, they sold him into slavery and told Jacob, Joseph's father, that he had been torn apart by an animal. It must have ripped his dad's heart in half. How hurt he must have been. For they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. Look at the heart of this man. He had been so mistreated for so many years, sold into slavery, sold into bondage, put in prison. For approximately 13 years, this young man suffered, starting at the age of 17. And then at 30, God brings him up and out and makes him second in command and responsibility in all of Egypt. It's because he kept his heart right before God. And this is a tremendous lesson. People are going to hurt you. People will do that. The world will do that. We cannot make that part of our identity. We have to move on. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. Watch what Joseph responds in this situation. And this is not a rehearsed situation. We're seeing what transpired centuries and centuries ago. God is unveiling to us what happened in this scene, this in the critical life of the nation of Israel. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. Meaning what he was going to do, he was going to carry out God's will and God's heart in this situation. And God's heart was to forgive and move on. But as for you, you thought evil against me. And yes, people will do that against us at times. Sure, that's going to happen. Don't be surprised. But God meant it unto good. Joseph saw God's hand of blessing. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. God had to get the right man into that situation. And yes, that man did need to endure for a period of time. He did. But he needed to be in the right place at the right time. And he was. Now, therefore, fear not. I will nourish you and your little ones and be comforted. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. This is such a tremendous record when it comes to having no fear, because forgiveness is key to our mental and physical health, as well as our prosperity. Romans 12:8 says that we are to show mercy with cheerfulness. Show mercy with cheerfulness. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. This is powerful. This changed the whole course of a nation. This pivotal incident right here, among others, but this is certainly a pivotal incident, because he could have wiped them all out of vengeance, and he did not do it. You see, Jacob overcame his fear as God was with him, and Joseph helped his brothers overcome theirs. And how he helped them overcome their fear is through mercy and forgiveness. That's how he did it. And it allowed them to move on. These are great examples of freedom from fear. Jacob had been brought up knowing that you don't go down to Egypt in a famine. You didn't want to go, but it was a right time to go. And sometimes things change because God had the right man in that situation to help him. And he will have the right person for you. No matter what the situation is in the Egypts of life, God will have the right person for you to help you, even if it's just a brief encounter with them. Sometimes they're longer and relationships are developed, but God will always have the right person you need in the Egypts of life to prosper. And then we see the great example with Joseph and how they were so concerned, they were afraid that their brother was going to retaliate because of the evil that they had done to him. He forgave them. And that's how they were able to overcome their fear. And we can do the same with people. Show mercy, forgiveness, and help people move on from their fear and their hurt and their shame. What a great privilege we have as sons of the living God. So that's freedom from fear, Jacob and Joseph.